Well, being that it's autumn here in the Northern Hemisphere, I wanted to share something here that I found kind of interesting in Isaiah chapter 6. In Isaiah chapter 6, and I'll just read a portion here, starting in verse number 11, it says, "Then said I, Lord, how long? And he answered, until the cities be wasted without inhabitant, and the houses without man, and land be utterly desolate, and the Lord have removed men far away, and there be a great forsaking in the midst of the land." He says this in verse 13, "But yet in it shall be a tenth, and it shall return, and it shall be eaten as a teal tree and as an oak, whose substance is in them when they cast their leaves, so the holy seed shall be the substance thereof." This picture here has to do with judgment that's going to come on Israel, but of course it gives an illustration here of the trees when they cast their leaves. Well, we're in that time of year here in Northeast Ohio where the leaves are coming off from the trees, and if you're in an area where, of course, you have a lot of deciduous trees, they're called deciduous because they lose their leaves every year, and wintertime is coming, and I remember our daughter who had grown up in the Samoan Islands had never seen the fall change of the leaves and their colors and all, and I remember telling her that this tree in the backyard, it probably in a few weeks was going to, the leaves were going to go from green to yellow, orange, or red colors, and then they would all turn brown and fall off. And I could see she really didn't get it. And then one day we walked out the back door and she stopped and she says, "What's wrong with that tree?" Because almost overnight the tree was changed colors from green to a bunch of yellow, orange, and red and all that. So I thought, you know, looking at this passage here, and I remember reading this in the past, and this is an interesting scientific statement that we find here in this analogy that God uses about how even though it would look like Israel would be decimated, there would be something left in it that would come back. And that's what happens every autumn when you see the leaves begin to change colors. And it says there, whose substance is in them when they cast their leaves. And that's interesting because at first you would think it makes no sense for the trees to cast their leaves. After all, they go to all that trouble of growing them. But there's a lot of good reasons why they do that. And one of the reasons is in the wintertime, if those broad leaves stayed on the trees, the likelihood of the limbs being broken because of snow and ice would be much greater. Plus, the tree would not be able to maintain those leaves, and when it gets harsh, dry winter winds blowing across them, and it would cause water to be pulled out of the tree during times when it got warm enough, and it would cause all kinds of problems. So what the tree does is God has put some amazing substances inside of the trees. And these substances, they cause the trees to begin to, as the days get shorter, to begin to move nutrients out of the leaves back into the tree itself, into the trunk, and down into the roots. They pull out the sugars and they pull out the nutrients and a lot of things, leaving behind a skeleton. Now, see, the tree's leaves generally look green because of the chlorophyll, and there's a lot of chlorophyll in there that gives them the green color. That's what allows photosynthesis to take place, which allows them to take the carbon dioxide that we breathe out and convert that into plant food or sugars, which we can use, as well as oxygen, which we certainly need. And so carbon dioxide is a tremendous plant food. In fact, they actually put it into greenhouses to help plants grow better and be more productive. So when the sunlight starts to decrease, then the chlorophyll is not as effective and it begins to die off, and the building blocks of chlorophyll are moved back into the plant, into the tree. And then it leaves behind, there's two other compounds that you find. There's carotenoids, which tend to give yellow and orange colors. And if you think of a carrot, you can remember carotenoid pretty easily, nice orange carrot. And then there's the anthocyanins, which tend to give the red to the bluish colors that you'll see in some trees in the fall. And so as the chlorophyll comes out of the leaves, some of those are left behind, the carotenoids and anthocyanins, and they leave the bright reds and the yellows and the purples and the bluish colors that we see this time of year on the trees in the autumn before the leaves begin to fall off. And then eventually, as much of the sugar that can be taken out of the leaves comes out of them, and a layer of specialized cells begins to form at the base of the leaf, and that's called an abscission layer. And as those cells begin to develop, eventually what happens is they break free. And it's cleaner than a surgeon's knife when it breaks free. And it forms a nice callus layer that prevents water from evaporating or coming out of the tree or any kind of a wounding effect. And those leaves that the tree is done with drop to the ground. And it's not over then yet, because the leaf itself is broken down, which provides nutrients for the tree next year as the tree begins the cycle all over again. But the amazing thing is, just like the Bible says about here in Isaiah chapter 6, verse 13, but yet in it shall be a tenth, and it shall return, and shall be eaten, as the teal tree and as an oak, whose substance is in them when they cast their leaves, so the holy seed shall be the substance thereof. And we can see that, the oak tree, the teal tree, these are deciduous trees. And when they cast their leaves, the substance is in them. The tree recycles all that back into the tree, and it survives. They might look dead, but they're not dead. They're just going dormant and waiting for the springtime. And also that was the picture that was used for the Jewish people, the Hebrew children. They might have looked dead when they went into the captivity, but God reserved their substance in them, the spirituality, so that they could be brought back into the land and be used for God's glory. Just like the oak tree and the teal tree and all the deciduous trees, their substance is going to be in them. And they'll look dead during the winter, but when it comes spring, they'll begin to burst out with flowers and leaves and everything else and start the cycle all over again.